Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Christmas can be a very hectic time with parties, shopping, and stress. Today's podcast deals with some biblical and practical ways to experience peace rather than stress during the holidays.
Whew. The holidays can be stressful. Shopping and cleaning and cooking and hosting parties and attending programs. Busy, busy, busy. Well, there is help for you if you are stressed out. I read about one British supermarket that is offering to help people untangle those nasty cords of Christmas tree lights. Now, for me, that's something that stresses me out. When I have to get the lights out of the box and they're all tangled up and crawl on the roof and hopefully I don't fall off. Well, this grocery store was launching a new service allowing customers to bring in their messy Christmas lights and then they would pay to have them untangled. And the job posting noted that the ideal candidate for this 36-hour-a-week job would be to untangle 10 feet of Christmas lights in less than 3 minutes and check all the bulbs for signs of breakage and, quote, be passionate about Christmas. Well, having just untangled my Christmas lights, I'd definitely be interested in that service if the supermarket was a little closer. Sometimes we feel as tangled up as those Christmas lights at this time of year. According to a survey by Healthline, 62% of people said their stress level increases during the holiday season. Are you one of those 62%? Well, it's ironic because Jesus, the very reason for the season, was foretold to be the Prince of Peace. Sometimes we don't have peace during this season. So I want to talk for just a few minutes today about some practical ways that we can overcome stress at Christmas. And a lot of what I want to do is just give you a snippet of an article I read by Dave Ramsey. In his article, Dave Ramsey gave 15 ways to keep the merry in Christmas and have a slow holiday that you can savor. I'm not going to mention all 15 of them. You can Google it and find it on the internet. But I am going to highlight 7 of those. Number 1 is avoid too many commitments. December often brings way too many party invitations. But you don't have to do everything that's on your calendar. Remember, you are in control of your calendar most of the time. And remember also that you can't be everywhere at the same time. You can only attend so many family dinners, drive so far, give so much. So the first thing is just try to be reasonable on yourself and your expectations and try not to let the all these new commitments throw your daily routine out of whack. I think that really gets us because sometimes it's not going to all the new things, but it's we get out of our routine and the routine that keeps us centered and keeps us close to the Lord. Sometimes we get out of those routines. Number 2, and this will be no surprise to those of you who are familiar with Ramsey and his financial peace models, is make a Christmas budget. Make a Christmas budget. Start out before the Christmas season, and maybe we should have had this podcast on 3 or 4 weeks ago. Just decide how much you're going to spend. Make the plan, and then don't blow it. Just avoid the impulse spending. It's easy to start and then, oh, think of another person and another person, another person, and then you get out of the budget. And that adds stress. Finances add stress at this time. And they have a free budgeting tool on their website called Every Dollar, and that might be able to help you stay on track with that. Number 3 is don't spend all your time on social media. It's really easy in general in life to have a problem with the comparison trap. And at Christmas, it's no different. You know, if you look at those beautiful pictures on Instagram, or maybe the do-it-yourself rabbit hole on Pinterest, you know. So a lot of times we can compare ourselves, and social media can hurt us in that way. We look at these things and we end up sometimes apologizing to our family and friends that we didn't bake every item from scratch or create the elaborate story every day for that elf on the shelf. Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz addressed this in her book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. She just said this, one sentence. When we start comparing ourselves to other people, we're playing a game we'll never win. I think that's good advice to help us with stress. Number four, get rid of clutter before Christmas. Out with the old, in with the new. Nobody wants their house. Nobody wants to feel like their house is a cluttered mess when new gifts come piled on top of old ones. So the suggestion they make is for every new toy you know the kids are going to open on Christmas morning, get rid of two and make your kids a part of it so that they know they can be donating their well-loved toys to others. And it's a great time to go through and organize your clothes and garage and Christmas, maybe even some of those old Christmas decorations that you're never going to use again. You can sell what you're not going to use or donate it. Or maybe even take it to a white elephant gift exchange. Our staff recently had our Christmas party, and my white elephant gift that I received, and nobody stole from me, was a women's billfold from probably 1990, I'm guessing. I don't know. But anyway, getting rid of clutter. My wife got in the mood the other day, a couple Saturdays ago, and she just was scurrying around and I kind of got dragged into it a little bit, and at first I was going, oh, but just a little bit that I did and cleaned up a couple little spots made me feel better. So I think that's a reasonable tip. A number five is ask friends or family for help. Some stuff just has to be done, but maybe, and you can't get rid of everything that's on your Christmas list. But if you're feeling pressure, maybe you could ask some friends or family to help you out. So, for instance, maybe you could trade off with a parent. If you're a mom or dad and you have kids that need to go to rehearsal for a Christmas program or rehearse pageant or something, maybe you could trade off on who's going to take the kids. Or maybe you have a niece or nephew that might want to earn a little extra money by wrapping some Christmas presents, other than their own, of course. Or maybe instead of taking the time to bake a cheesecake, you might pick up one at the store. So just asking others for help. Number six is, and this is a reality, it's about fitness. Don't overeat. I never realized this, but I saw in this article that if you spell the word stressed backwards, it's desserts. Now, that's hard for me to say because I like sweets, and but sometimes this time of year we can get too busy to exercise, and then, oh, there's always these Christmas treats around, and you know, that exercise, of course, definitely is something that helps our stress level. So just watching what we eat and exercising is definitely going to help. And then number seven is remember what the Christmas season is all about. If we slow down and think about what we really want to do in the season, it can help us not to get caught up in the hustle and bustle. And let me add two of my own to this list, and they're very similar to that last one. And one is just priorities. Just establish your priorities early. We don't often think to do that. We just kind of get caught up and kind of go through like we normally do. But make an intentional effort to establish priorities and even discuss them with family if you have family around. And then I would say focus on the heart of Christmas. The heart of Christmas is Jesus. Specifically, two things about him. He came to seek and save those who were lost. That's what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus coming to bring salvation to us. So the more we can focus on unbelievers, on those who need Christ, that brings joy, and that brings us closer to what the real Christmas is about. And also, the real Christmas is about giving. I love in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Paul the apostle wrote to a group of believers who, though they were poor, just gave generously over and over again. They pleaded to be involved with a collection that he was taking up for poor, for the poor. He said, "But since you excel in giving, or in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." That's what Christmas is all about. And if we will focus on that, becoming a giver like Christ, I think that can help us with the stress. And I would say to you early here, Merry Christmas.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.